Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2012, and this is LA Council 12 Communications Committee member Wendy Pliego reporting. Primary vacation bidding for 2013 opened yesterday and will close on November 7th at 08:30 local domicile time. Vacation bid awards will be posted by 08:30 local domicile time on November 12th. When bidding for next year's vacation, remember that the 2013 reserve rotation lists are effective in February 2013 through January 2014. Bidding considerations such as leaves of absences, LOAs, voluntary furloughs, and the partnership program may have reduced your 2013 vacation accrual. Failure to bid will result in vacation being assigned based on the no bid and insufficient vacation bid procedures. However, of greater importance, if a flight attendant's bid is considered insufficient, they will automatically be assigned a vacation in seniority order from December backwards through January. Be sure to review the vacation bidding article on our website for more information. As Hurricane Sandy moves over the northeastern and midwestern U.S., many areas have experienced flooding, high winds, and power outages. We will continue to keep you updated as United's operation resumes on the East Coast through our website. As of today, Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, all three New York metropolitan airports remain closed with major flooding across the region and a lack of power for millions of residents and businesses. IAD has maintained power and expects to receive some arrivals after 8 p.m. tonight. ORD is operating on a ground delay program of up to 4 hours and may cancel some flights today to maintain the operation. United's operation is in a recovery mode, and it is expected to potentially take another week to fully restore regular operations. Stay informed by periodic updates on our website. We encourage flight attendants to review the commuter policy on page 254 of our 2012 to 2016 flight attendant agreement. We also encourage those in the affected areas to review the personal emergency policy beginning on page 256. Our contract includes reassignment parameters to allow the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring certain pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. Remember to carry your contract with you and keep it close at hand. Our AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA members and retirees affected by Hurricane Sandy. AFA established the Disaster Relief Fund after September 11th to assist our members whose lives were placed in harm's way. Members whose primary residence is in a federally declared disaster area and who have suffered financial loss and/or dislocation are eligible for $200 from the AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund. This fund has been made possible through the generous contributions of your fellow AFA sisters and brothers. For more questions about the application process or to donate to this fund, please go to our website or call the International EAP office at 1-800-424-2406. United We Care provides emergency assistance due to natural disasters such as Hurricane Sandy, as well as medical illness, fire, theft, accident, domestic violence, or any other crisis beyond the employee's control that causes them to lose time from work. This confidential, timely, short-term crisis relief helps provide basic last resort assistance unavailable through other resources. For more information on this fund and how to request emergency assistance due to natural disaster, please go to our website. We've received reports that some flight attendants are having difficulty completing their e-learning portion of CQ. The issue occurs after a flight attendant has inserted an upcoming revision or bulletin prior to the effective date and then begins their CQ e-learning. The answers in the e-learning may be shown as incorrect since the e-learning and the revision or bulletin have the same effective date. If you have CQ prior to or right after a revision or bulletin update becomes effective and have already inserted that revision or bulletin, make sure to keep the pages that were removed from the FAOM to complete the CQ e-learning. You may also review the electronic copy of the FAOM found on United's Working Together website, but remember that not all chapters are found in this copy. If you experience any issues with e-learning, contact your supervisor. Revision number 4, which has an effective date of November 1st, 2012, is available in your domicile. This revision contains 440 pages, so please allow yourself ample time to review and insert it into your FAOM. On October 22, 2012, United Airlines flight attendants began using the Known Crew Member, or KCM, program located at all of United's U.S. domiciles and 31 airports across the country. AFA introduced and advocated for this process for over 6 years in order to recognize and include flight attendants as known crew members and provide a simplified and more streamlined process for screening procedures for flight attendants. In order for a flight attendant to use a KCM checkpoint, you must be in uniform. Until KCM ID cards are available for United flight attendants, you must present your United crew ID, a government-issued photo ID, and state your six-digit file number to the TSA officer at the KCM entry point. Remember, you must state your complete six-digit file number using a leading zero if your file number is 5 digits or less. We ask you to keep in mind that all crew members are subject to random full screenings, and if the KCM TSA officer is unable to verify employment status, crew members should proceed through the standard screening process and then notify their onboard supervisor. As first responders, we are an instrumental part of aviation security, and we have a personal role in security on board the aircraft. For more information about our airport locations and checkpoint hours of operation for the KCM program, please visit our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.